Know ye that the Lord is God. It is he that made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gate with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures for all generations. Amen. We are going to start our service. Let's just sing a few songs. Down from his glory. Down from his glory, ever even seen. Sorry, can you give a higher key? Down from his glory, ever living story, my God and Savior King, and Jesus was his name. Born in a manger, to his own stranger, a man of sorrow, tears and agony. My son. portion, my only known. The great Creator became my Savior, and all go through love. Amen, amen. It is glory. His glory came down to save us. Amen. He came down from his glory. That's why we are here. Let's just raise our mind, our hearts, all our being. Let's enter into worship and his glory will come down. Let's sing glory to his name. There at the cross for my soul. Down at the cross where my Savior died, down where the cleansing from sin I cried, there to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to his name, glory to his name. Sorry. Can you give us a higher key, please? Down to the cross where my Savior died, down where for cleansing from sin I cried, there to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to his Amen, amen. How many are happy to give him glory? Amen, amen. Let's sing Alpha Omega and we'll pray. You are Alpha and Omega. Oh, we worship you, O Lord. You are worthy to be praised. Oh, you are Alpha. Before thee this afternoon, O Lord, thanking you for your grace, for your love, for your kindness, having kept us, O Lord, all the day, wherever we have been, in different places, O Lord, and you bring us back to the house of worship so that we can have fellowship with you once again. Thank you for bringing our brethren. We went on holiday, on missionary work, on many different places, O Lord. You are our Lord, you are the Alpha and Omega, and you said you'll keep us and you'll bring us back safely, O Lord. You have done it for your glory. Now take control of this service as we commit ourselves into your hands. You know our needs, you know our desires. We are needy people. We can't speak even, O Lord, before you realize what we have as need in our hearts, O Lord. That's why grant us according to your perfect will, O Lord. Take now the control of this service. Bless your servant who will stand to speak, O Lord. Let him speak from you and let it be for the blessing of our souls. In the name of the Lord Jesus, we pray it. Amen. Amen. Let's sing Got Any Rivers, if you can give us that song, brother.
God spoke unto Joshua,
Give him a hand of applause. Amen, amen. He really deserves the glory. Let's sing Friendship with Jesus. A friend of Jesus, oh, I join to them today. Where's
worship divine. Oh, what blessings we brought. Yeah, yeah, Jesus is a friend. Oh, what a friend, a friend to live in the dark, a friend who knows the way, a friend to steer my way, friend, oh, a friend, my name, oh, friendship. Fellowship divine, oh, what blessing. Oh, Jesus is a friend. Oh, what a friend, a friend. When sickness lays me low, a friend when death grows near. Friendship with thee, oh, fellowship, fellowship, oh, fellowship divine, oh, what blessed sweet communion, oh, Jesus is a friend of mine.
Let's sing Holy Words as we prepare for the preaching of the word.
Praise, long preserved for our hope in this world. There is on with God's own. Oh, let the ancient words win back. Words of life, words of and help us go in this world where we, oh, ancient ways will guide us. Ancient words, ancient words, ever true, oh, changing me, changing. Oh, we have come with open. Oh, let the words in power. Holy words of our. Oh, and then down to this stage into us. Sacred, oh, he the faithful ways of God. Holy words, long breath, oh, for us, oh, in this world, there is none with God's own. Ancient words, ancient words, ever true, changing.
Amen. Pass me not, O gentle Savior.
Pass me not, O gentle Savior.
believe that's our prayer tonight. As he is in our midst, we know that wherever we are standing now, oh, he will not pass us by.
Yes.
He will surely touch each and everyone. Amen. As long as there is a thirst in our heart to seek him, then he is there to respond to that thirst that is in us. God Richie, bless you for coming tonight. As the cold has started, praise the Lord. It looks as if our summer is over. Amen. We thank the Lord for bringing us back here this evening. Let us bow down our heads and have a word of prayer first before we read the word. Our dear Heavenly Father, we thank you once again that grace has brought us together in your presence, Lord. Father, we thank you for the week so far, the sustaining power in our homes, in our working places. And even, Lord, we thank you for journey messages that, Lord, you have given to us from our various homes. We thank you for the brethren that traveled. They've come back safely. And even our pastor and myself to UK and back. Lord, we thank you. We bless you, Lord Jesus. Father, we thank you for your word, O God, that we have been receiving all the time, Lord. Your word has been a sustaining power to us, Lord. Father, even your word, O God, oh, it always sustains and quickens even the feeble amongst us, Lord. And it even heals the sick, Lord Jesus. Father, we thank you that the word always renews us and strengthens us, Lord. And Father, even tonight, even as we have come, God, your little faithful group, Lord, tonight, Lord Jesus, we are seeking from you, Lord, your good thoughts about us, Lord. And even, Father, your eternal purpose, Lord, which you purpose even in Christ Jesus, that, Lord, even tonight we have that boldness. And Father, even with the grace we are seeking, the Lord Jesus, whatever you have for us, Lord, we want to know, the Lord Jesus, what you want us to be in your presence, Lord. Amen. So, Father, even as we read your word, O God, let your divine purpose, O God, be made manifest, Lord, and speak to us, even as we humble ourselves before you. In the presence of your Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Amen. Shall we turn to the reading of the word now? We shall turn to, my voice is a little bit hoarse. You forgive me. Give me a little bit of volume. Praise the Lord. We shall read from 2 Timothy, chapter 1, 6 to 9. 2 Timothy. Chapter 1, 6 to 9. And God bless you, Brother Eli,
amen,
for holding the fort alone.
Amen.
Amen for the week.
Amen.
God bless you. And God bless all of you that came during the week. Now, let's turn to the reading of the word now. It says, wherefore I put thee in remembrance that thou stir up the gift of God, which is in thee by the putting on of my hands. Verse 7, for God had not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of sound mind.
Amen.
Do you love that? Be not thou therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me his prisoner, but be thou partaker of the afflictions of the gospel according to the power of God, who hath saved us and called us with an holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which he has given us in Christ Jesus before the world began.
Amen.
Amen. Dear Lord Jesus, these are your words of God. Oh, so great, Father, that tonight we have, Lord, the privilege even to read it, Lord. But you are the author of it, Lord Jesus. Father, we pray that, O God, you lay your hands upon your word, O God, and make it, Lord, a living bread unto us. We truly, Lord, we want to know your purpose, O God, for us, so that, Lord, we will live by it, O God. We thank you. We bless you once again for all that you have done for us the week so far. Bless your word now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Shall we be seated? We are looking at a topic tonight. It may be the first part because it's a long studies. He said, the eternal purpose of God in saving me. Praise the Lord. The eternal purpose of God in saving me. And looking at the scripture we've just read. So wherefore I put thee in remembrance that thou stir up the gift of God which is in thee by the putting on of my hands. That was Paul admonishing Timothy. And if you read 1 Timothy 4:14, there is another scripture there which Paul was continually admonishing Timothy that don't neglect the gift that God has given unto you by the laying of the hands of the presbytery. Praise the Lord. So, Paul was encouraging and admonishing and putting remembrance into Timothy of what? The gift that God has given unto him. Amen. And then he continued to tell him that God had not given us, and he's telling us tonight also, brethren, God had not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of sound mind. Amen. He has given us not the spirit of fear. Amen. But the spirit of power and of love and of sound mind. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you. Amen. Then verse 8, he said, be not ashamed, be not thou therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me, his prisoner, but be thou partaker of the afflictions of the gospel according to the power of God. And here, Paul admonishing Timothy, what he got to do in the ministry. Praise the Lord. We know Timothy was called to be an evangelist. And Paul here encouraging him that be not ashamed of the gospel or the affliction of the gospel, but allow yourself for the power of God to use you for the gift that has been given unto you. Amen. And we shall dwell more on verse 9, where he says, who had saved us? Let's take close notice. God had done what? He had saved us and called us with an holy calling. Oh, yes, sir. Take notice of what is coming now. Not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given in us, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began.
Amen.
Amen. And so we see that Jesus even said something in John 15:16. He said, ye have not chosen me. I have chosen you. Amen. So he had saved us, called us
with an holy calling, not according to our works, but his own purpose. His own purpose. Praise the Lord. Amen. And so, we got to know the purpose of God for us. That's the only thing we need to know so that we can also be able to do according to his will. Amen. In the message book, An Absolute, Preaching 1963, it's report. The prophet said, you know what? I've read this text before, this quote before. You know what? He had a purpose in saving me. Amen. The prophet said, you know what? He had a purpose in saving me. He had a purpose in saving you. And I am determined by his will to do his will. Amen. Amen. And so even to do his will, it must be according to God's will. Amen. Praise the Lord. So he saved me for a purpose. He saved you for a purpose. And we got to be determined to do his will. Amen. Amen. Then the prophet continued to say, look, you know, there were millions in sin when I got saved. Amen. That's grace. Amen. He had a purpose in saving me. Well, there were millions in sin. See, so there were educated men. There were smart men. There were theologians. There were bishops, doctors, and so forth in the fold when he saved me. But he saved me for some reason. Amen. And that's what the prophet said, I am determined to do his will according to his own will. Amen. So while we are determined to do his will, we must know his purpose. What he had already done for us. And the Bible says, he purposed all things after the counsel of his own will. Oh, praise the Lord. He purposed all things, amen, according to his counsel of his own will. That means he never seek anyone's advice. There is no one. Amen. He said, he purposed all things after the counsel of his own will. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. It's about what? About he alone. Purpose the whole thing in himself. Counsel, there was no other person. So you could see that the purpose of God is only from him. It wasn't anyone's idea, anyone's thought, because there was no one. He alone, the counsel, only he had a counsel of his own will. Amen. So the prophet said the eternal purpose of God was, now listen closely, was to take a bride of his own choosing. Amen. Amen. Yes. Not anyone telling him or advising him, oh, this brother could be a good brother, or this sister, oh, why don't you take this sister to be a bride? No, sir. Amen. The eternal purpose of God was to take a bride of his own choosing. Amen. He made a choice by his own will. Yes. Amen. Amen. And that purpose was decreed before the foundation of the world. Amen. Amen. That we should be holy and without blame before him in love. Listen to his eternal purpose according to what the prophet said. Amen. The eternal purpose of God was to take a bride of his own choosing. Amen. And that purpose was decreed. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. It was decreed before the foundation of the world. Yeah. That we should be holy and without blame before him in love. Yeah. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. That means when you read Ephesians 1:4, that's what the prophet is saying. That's exactly what is in Ephesians 1:4. That he has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world. That we should be holy and without blame before him in love. Amen. And truly his love had proven to us. His love has proven to us. By what? By being chosen unto salvation. That love he's talking about. It has been proven. For him choosing us. Into what? Into salvation. Amen. So, see. He called us for his own purpose. And he gave us not the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of sound mind. So God called you and put something in you. Amen. Amen. God called you and put something in you. Amen. All from the foundation, before the foundation of the world, he knew you and called you, and he knew what you need to be, what you got to do in his kingdom. And so, looking at why cry, speak, 1963. The prophet said, Moses was born in this world and a gifted boy. He was born to be a prophet and a deliverer. So we look at Moses. The purpose of God for him was to be a prophet and a deliverer. And the prophet goes on to say that this equipment or this purpose of God was what? Was in him. Amen. Said he was born with the equipment, born in him. I like the way how the prophet said it. Amen. He was born with the equipment, born in him. So that purpose of God to be a prophet and to be a deliverer, it was born in him. Amen. And the prophet said, so also every man that comes into the world is born with this equipment. Everyone, God has placed something in you. Amen. Because he didn't call us just calling us. There is a purpose why he called you. That's what the prophet is saying. And there is a purpose why he called me. Amen. God cannot call us just like that without any cause, without any purpose. There is an eternal purpose. See, praise the Lord. That purpose that he places in us, it is something eternal. Amen. Oh, praise God. Amen. See, the prophet said, I firmly believe in the foreknowledge of God, the predestination, that each and everyone, there is something that God had placed in you. Amen. That's his purpose. Every man that was born, every man that comes into the world is born with this equipment. So there is an equipment in you, God's own purpose in you. And the prophet said, oh, I love it. Nothing can defeat that purpose. Amen. 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 The purpose, the motive, or why God called you, he placed something in you. Timothy was called to be an evangelist. Praise the Lord. Amen. He said that equipment, that purpose of God in Timothy, Nothing can defeat that purpose. Amen. Whatever God has called you to be, sister, nothing can defeat it.
Amen.
Hmm? Amen. I want to hear the amen very well. Amen. Nothing can defeat it. Oh, praise God. So we see Moses born to be a prophet and deliverer. And yet, he faltered. He faltered and had to run away.
Yeah.
Amen. But because it is eternal purpose.
Yes.
Amen. God chased him to the backside and brought him back to fulfill the purpose that he has what placed in him. Because whatever God has placed in you, he said it can never be defeated. Amen. He faltered, ran away from the commission. God never chose another person to take his place. But he chased him to bring him back. To fulfill that purpose that was in him. Amen. Oh, praise the Lord. My brother, if someone begin to think that, oh, well, if God has purposed something in me, and that purpose, nothing can defeat it, that is eternal purpose, then I need to what? Wait and see the kind of purpose that God wants, or the kind of work God wants me to do. I will wait for it. My brother, my sister, if that's your mind, then there is no purpose of God in you. Amen. Praise the Lord. Then there is no purpose of God in you. Because whatever he places in you, it will begin to what? Work. Praise the Lord. You'll be seeking. You'll be pursuing it. And so Moses, it was in him. That's why every good things that Egypt could give unto him by faith, he then did what? He forsook everything. By faith, he refused to be called a son of Pharaoh's daughter. Because of the purpose of God that was in him, it was what? It can never be defeated. Amen.
Amen.
And so, he started working towards it. Though he faltered, but God brought him back. Amen. So, the purpose God puts in us, even if we falter, oh, he's so merciful to bring us back and put us onward on the path of righteousness. For us to accomplish that eternal purpose that he has placed in us. Amen. The desire will be on your heart to do it. Amen. It will be shown in your life. You will not sit idle that, oh, okay, if God had a purpose for me, let me sit down, just no effort, let him now do his own work. No, sir. Praise the Lord. It will be seen in your life. You'll be pursuing that purpose.
Amen.
Praise God. So, we look at Abraham. God called him out to become the father of many nations whilst even he had not even one child. And he reached a year, he reached 99 years without still a child. And his wife has passed her menopause many years. But that purpose that was in what? Abraham. Oh, glory be to God.
Amen.
Because it was God's purpose that was in him. Abraham, the Bible says, he what? He staggered not.
Amen.
In the face of what? Situation, you could see that it is impossible. But because of the purpose of God, that eternal purpose that was in him, he continued to hold by faith that it will be possible. He will be the father of many nations.
Amen.
My brother, my sister, the purpose of God must be seen in you. Amen.
Amen.
You will be pursuing it. to be identified. Amen. Because always that desire will be in you to do it. Amen. So Abraham, look at him, 99 years, still believing that it is possible. Praise God. In the Message book, I know my Redeemer liveth. Preaching in the 1958, Jeffersonville. He said, it just goes to show that nothing can defeat his purpose. Yes. Amen. Look at what God purposed for Abraham. It goes to show, the prophet said, it goes to show that nothing can defeat his purpose. Not even death can defeat his purpose. Amen. Abraham was as good as dead, and Sarah's womb had been dead for 40 or 50 years. But nothing can defeat God's purpose. Oh, glory be to God. He said her body was old, it was wrinkled, the milk veins were dried up, her heart was so weak, it could not have gone through labor. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. But that purpose of God, it is you. Amen. What God has said, this is what we are going to do. Nothing can defeat it. Amen. Amen. Brethren, we need to seek God's purpose. Amen. Ah, Lord, what's your purpose for me? Praise God. He said, but God, let us know. But God, let us know there that his purpose will not be defeated. He changed Sarah. Amen. Amen. Proving that his purpose can never be defeated, he did what? He changed Sarah and made her a young woman again, and took a man 100 years old and turned him back to his youth. Amen. See? Amen. Praise God. Nothing can defeat the purpose of God. No matter how unreasonable it is, it may be seen. God gave the promise. And Abraham staggered not at the promise of God. Amen. So as what we read, we still see Paul was admonishing Timothy, wherefore I put thee into remembrance that stir up the gift of God, which is in thee. Amen. Neglect not that which is in thee. Neglect not the gift that is in thee, which was given thee by prophecy. Neglect it not. Amen. Timothy, you will do the work of an evangelist. It's finished. It's established. That's the purpose of God. And nothing can defeat it. Amen. So there is a purpose of God in you. And there is a purpose of God in me. Amen. Amen. My brother, my sister, it is not only a preacher. No, never. See, when it comes, don't look at only preachers. Yes. No, sir. The work of God, the purpose of God for you. Amen. Amen. Always looks as if he throws the sisters off, not knowing which part they have been called. But there is women's ministry. One of these days, I'm going to bring it up again. I've preached on that again, one time. There is a ministry for women. Rich ministry. Praise the Lord. Amen. Even in the house of God, look, something will be purple, something will be always pushing you to do something in the house. Don't try to what? Squeeze it down. Amen. Allow it to do its work. Amen. If there is a desire that, oh, this Sunday I want to sing to the glory of the Lord, come sing.
Amen.
Don't sit on that. That's the purpose of God for you, for this week, for you to what? To sing to his glory.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Oh, I need to clean. I have purpose in my heart that every day I will come early to clean this place of worship. Oh, my brother and my sister. God will bless it. And it will be a blessing. Oh, glory be to God. There are many things you can purpose in your heart. As long as that purpose is to serve God. Amen.
Amen.
God will what? Lit a fire on that purpose for it to do what? To manifest itself in your life. Praise the Lord. Anything that you purpose, praise God, in your heart, as long as it is to what? To serve him. Go ahead.
Amen.
God bless you, sister. Amen. Let's look at Daniel. He said Daniel purposed in his heart that he will not defile himself with a portion of the king's meat and with wine which he drank. Therefore, he requested of the prince of the eunuchs that he might not defile himself. He purposed that in his heart. So I could see when Daniel was being taken away into captivity, whilst he was going, I believe he purposed in his heart. I know we are going to a place where they don't believe in our God. But one thing is that I will never, ever defile myself. I will stay put with my God, no matter the situation. Amen.
Amen.
As he purposed that in his heart, it is God's purpose that was in him.
Yes. Yes, yes.
Amen.
Amen.
And so God has nothing to do than to do what? To make sure that that purpose can never be defeated.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Purpose something in your heart. Something positive. Something to serve him. Something to do his will. Praise God. And God will lit that fire on it. Amen. Don't look down upon yourself. Purpose something in your heart. This I will do to the glory of the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. So we see Daniel. He purposed that in his heart. Amen. Daniel, from this age, you purpose something in your heart. This is what I'm going to do to the glory of the Lord as I'm growing. Amen. Praise the Lord. God will lit fire. You know, I'm going to read that. He said, there is something within us. I've read this thing also before. There is something within us. A fire that is burning. This one is from I Know My Redeemer Liveth, Jeffersonville, 1958. He said, there is something within us. A fire that is burning. A light that has been lit by God, and no breeze can blow it out. Amen.
Amen.
It is there in you. Because he said he called you. See, he saved you. He said he saved us.
Amen.
And called us an holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace. And then he said he has not given us what? The spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of sound mind. Amen. See? And so he said, this light, he said, no breeze can blow it out. is that there is no cold spells in the church. There is no indifference among the people. Amen. Even when everything is cold here, oh, my brother, my sister, because of the fire that is in you, look, it can never be quenched. Amen. Laodicea cannot quench it. Glory be to God. So no matter, no cold spells in the church can what? Quench it. If the church is not in fire, your fire will lit up what? The whole church. It will not rather bring you to that coldness. No, sir. That's why, my brother, if fire here, fire here, fire there, oh, when we come together here, my brother, it's a real big fire of God. Mm. Amen. He said, no indifference amongst the people will bring you down. No, sir. Oh, this sister, for some time now, she always doesn't even want to greet me and all this and that. The Lord, petty, my brother, my sister, all these things. They are something that you have to throw them behind you. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Oh, this, that. No, sir, my sister. Look, listen. Anything that is indifferent among the people in the church, wherever, my brother, my sister, don't look at it. Amen. Amen. Don't accept it here. Where you see the indifference, God says, hey, brother, God bless you. How's everything?
Good.
Amen. You kill it by your fire, the fire that is in you.
Yeah.
Amen. He said, no persecution of the world that can blow out the flame that God has lit. Praise God. For it's God's purpose. See, that fire he's talking about. He said, it's what? God's purpose that his touch light of freedom, his touch light of freedom will burn until the coming of the Lord. And no powers can blow it out. They will only make it to burn even brighter. Oh, yes, sir. Amen. When the enemies were trying to blow the fire that was in Daniel, it was what? It was illuminating even greater and greater. Daniel was even what? Lifted up higher and higher whilst they were fighting against him. Amen. So the more you fight against the fire of God, the more is what? It takes, it illuminates. Amen.
Amen.
See. So there's no cold spell in the church. There's no indifference among the people. See, those things, those cold spells and indifferences can never extinguish the fire of God, nor dim the light of God that is in you. Amen. We know this in church history already. That in the early days when Satan thought that he could what, destroy the church of God, and so he was persecuting the children of God, chasing them. But the more he was persecuting the children of God, as they were escaping, running away, wherever they reach, the fire is lit there. And then what? One person will reach Dublin, and there is what? Fire. And so Satan chasing one, before he could even get there, about 10 people, 50 people already also on fire. Amen.
Yes.
So Satan looked at the whole thing. In the early history of the church, Satan looked at the whole thing. He could see that it was what? He was fighting a losing battle. Whilst he wanted to destroy the children of God, they were rather what? Multiplying. Amen. So you know what he did? He said, okay, hold on, wait. We are all the same. You see? You see him? We are all the same. Praise the Lord. So let us all meet in the sea and then make all this. That is it. Now he is what? He's also a believer. He's also a religious word, somebody. Deception. This time, no more persecution, but what? We are together. Who, you and who is together? Amen. Oh, praise the Lord. We are different people. We are peculiar people. Amen. We can never be like them. They can never be like us. Praise the Lord. He said, it has been proven, the prophet went on to say, the same I know my Redeemer liveth. He said, it has been proven through the ages that persecution strengthened the church.
Amen.
Amen. Persecution strengthens what? The church. The same thing also, my brother, my sister. Trials and difficulties you go through, all they are meant to strengthen you. It's all part of the journey God has laid on your path, praise God, for you to be stronger. Because he will not what? Give you something that you can never overcome. You will surely overcome. And then that builds your experience and makes you stronger and stronger. Amen.
Amen.
Makes you stronger, praise the Lord. My brother, my sisters, look, from today, let that petty things amongst ourselves be completely buried amongst us here.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Let it be buried completely. Like what I demonstrated just now.
Yeah.
If I see my brother has been indifferent towards me, or I go to him, shake his hand. You see that there is joy in your heart. Then it throws him into what? A situation. It brings shame to him. You are helping him.
Amen.
Amen. He knows that, oh, what's all this? I'm telling you, God will speak to his heart. That, see, what is the need? Brethren, let's watch it. He said, it has been proven through the ages that persecution strengthened the church.
Amen.
And Daniel, not knowing how God was going to do it, see, not knowing whether God was going to do it. Praise the Lord. But knowing that he was able to do it.
Amen.
Amen. He said, how God was going to do it, he didn't know. But he knew that God was able to do it. God was able to protect him. I will not defile myself. Amen. And when the enemies tried to put some laws against him for praying, he never stopped praying. Even he opened the window for everyone to see that he is praying.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. He stood because that purpose of God in him can never be defeated. It can't be defeated. See, God had a purpose. He had everything working to that purpose. And all today, no matter how indifferent we seem to be at times, and how strange things go, and how the church gets in this condition and that condition, it is all in the divine purpose of God to mold us and make us in his own way. Who knows how to fashion the material more than what? The creator. Amen. As long as you know that you are on the right channel, as long as you know that there is no hidden iniquities in your life, as long as you know that you are on the path of righteousness, as long as you know that your heart is plain, free. Amen.
Amen.
My brother, my sister, there's nothing for you to fear. Praise God. Just go ahead and see the glory of God in your life. Amen. Mm. Still on Daniel, the handwriting on the wall. Jeffersonville, 1956. See, now, Daniel said, I'm going to purpose in my heart. No matter how much pressure they will put on me, how much they laugh and say I'm a holy roller, that won't bother me a bit. Amen. Amen. That won't phase me out a bit. I'm going to stay true to God no matter what comes through.
Amen.
Amen. Going to stay with God no matter how the situation be. You can laugh at me. Amen. My brother, the prophet said something somewhere. He said, you can laugh at the messenger. Amen. And even you can kill him, but you can't kill the message.
Yes.
Praise God. You can laugh at the messenger. Amen. The prophet was talking about when they were stoning Stephen. When Stephen said, I can see heavens open and I see the Son of Man seated on the right hand of God. The prophet said that message, it haunted Saul as Paul the rest of his days until on the road to Damascus, he saw the light himself. Amen. They have killed what? The messenger. But the message was still haunting him. Amen. So whatever you leave behind, the mark you leave behind, my brother, they can laugh at you, they can kill you. That mark you've left, it will still remain. Amen. Today, the prophet is going to sleep. Amen. But the message is still alive and alive and alive. Amen. That's the way. Then you are going to get somewhere that the, when you can say that how much they laugh at me, or they can say I'm a holy roller, that won't bother me a bit, that won't phase me out a bit. I'm going to stay true to God no matter what comes through. Amen. The prophet said that's the way. That's the way. Then you are going to get somewhere. When you start with that attitude,
amen.
Amen. When you will start with that attitude, no matter the situation, what they will say, I will say what? My own is that I will stay true to God. The prophet said that is the right attitude. And if you can get to that place, he said now you are getting somewhere. Amen. Remember, it's the motive that you have towards anything that determines what you are going to get out of it.
Amen.
If it's your motives, if your motives are right, you will be all right. But always make your motives right. Amen. God has shown us his purpose. His purpose, according to what the prophet said, that he would, the eternal purpose of God was to take a bride of his own choosing. And that purpose was decreed before the foundation of the world.
Yeah.
Amen. That we should what? Be holy and without blame before him in love. That's his purpose for us.
Mm-hmm.
Praise the Lord. And so now, what is left for us to do is what we are what? We are reading. Amen. We are hearing what we are supposed also to do. Amen. Our motives must be always right. As the prophet is saying, our motives must always be right. Always be right. Praise God. Your motives must always be right.
Amen.
Don't think evil. Amen. Your motives must be always right. To your brother, to your sister.
Amen.
Amen. To the church. Your motives must always be right. My brother, listen again. Your motives must be always right.
Amen.
And then you stay true to God no matter what comes. Amen.
Amen.
Then the prophet said, that's the way you are going to get somewhere with that attitude.
Yeah.
What is that somewhere? Oh, you are going to make the rapture? Amen. You are going to meet him. Praise the Lord. He said, always make your motives right. That's what our prophet is saying. Even if we didn't hear anything tonight, just take that one home. That always make your motives right. Amen. Towards everything. Serve the Lord for one purpose. Because you love him. Amen. Not because you are afraid of hell. Oh, you come to church because if I don't go to church, I don't know. Maybe I'll go to hell. Oh, that's the wrong motive, my brother. Praise the Lord. You go to hell. You're afraid of hell. Then make your motives right. Amen. He said, serve the Lord for one purpose, because you love him. Amen. Not because you're afraid of hell. Not because you're afraid of dying. But because you love him. Who loved you when you were unlovable. That's it. Amen. Yes, he has saved us. Called us with a holy calling. Not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given in Christ before the world began. Amen. He said, dear dying lamb, the prophet was quoting from this song, The Precious Blood. Dear dying lamb, thy precious blood shall never lose its power till all the ransomed church of God be saved to sin no more. That's right. Ever since by faith I saw that stream, thy flowing wounds supply, redeeming love has been my team. Your redeeming love has been my team and shall be till I die. Amen. Amen. Your redeeming love, oh hallelujah, has been my team and shall be till I die. The prophet said, what a marvelous quotation of the poet. And that's right. Take all of everything else, but give me love. Take everything, but give me love. Praise the Lord. So, brother, the whole thing is, brother, how can I know my purpose? What, that's the whole thing, is that, brother, my sister, purpose something right. The right motive, purpose something in your heart. Praise the Lord. Whatever you purpose, if it is to serve him, to do his work, that is what God has already placed in you. What you are desiring is what God has placed in you. Follow it up, my brother. Because tonight you go to even ask yourself, have I really purposed something to do to serve the Lord? Have I purposed something? It is there, my sister. It is there, my brother. Because God had called you. God has saved you and called you. Amen. With a holy calling. There is it. It is there, my sister. It is there, my brother. Just seek it. You see. Look at the Samaritan woman. Praise the Lord. The Samaritan woman, though she was living in sin, but one thing that she purposed, or one thing she was seeking after, amen, one thing he was hoping in life, that there will surely be a Messiah that will come. And when that Messiah comes, all her what? Troubles are over. She purposed this in her heart. Praise the Lord. That was what she was holding on to do her life. There was nothing to write home about. But she was holding on to this. Amen. And then Jesus had to come his way. God had to come her way. Amen. Amen. To fulfill that purpose. Praise the Lord. To fulfill that purpose. And so it is what? You positionally placing yourself in the right place. Amen. You positionally placing yourself in the right word, motives, the right thoughts. Place yourself there. Amen. And then the light will come. Surely come. So she was holding on to this. She was seeking the Messiah in her heart. And God was obliged to respond. Purpose something, God is obliged to respond as long as it is to glorify his name. As long as it is what? It is there to glorify his name. Amen. So, the prophet in the broken systems, 1964, he said, now, if you will only know the Eastern traditions, that's wrong for her to do that. As when she ran to the city to call the people, look, I've met a man. Is it not what? The Messiah that we are waiting for? So the prophet said, if you only know the Eastern traditions, that's wrong for her to do that. Yes, sir. A woman of that type. Nobody listened to her. No, sir. See? But, brother, she had a word of life there. Amen. She was stimulated. That word of life, that purpose of God is in you. And as she desired, she what? She met the Lord Jesus Christ. So it was like trying to put out a house on fire on a windy day. When he caught the revelation, I perceive you are a prophet. Amen. When the light now shone upon that purpose that was on her heart, because it was the purpose of God, that he had been known before the foundation of the world. That's what is what we read. He said, before God knew, before the foundation of the world began. Amen. And he, all of us here, he knew us, my brother, my sister, there is something in you. Like this woman, he said, when she had now met that light, he said, it lit a fire in her. And no one can what? No one can quench it. The purpose of God can never be defeated. And he said, it was like a house on fire. You are trying to put out what? A house that is on fire on a windy day. No, sir. He said, oh, there was something fun in it. Yay. You couldn't put that out. What she has received, you can never put it out. That was God's fire burning in her. I would say, yes, sir. Amen. Praise the Lord. And I believe that woman, amen, when she went home, that sixth husband that was in her room, say, hey, man, come on back from here. Away, go. Praise the Lord. Get out from here. Amen. Praise the Lord. I've met my seventh husband. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Yes, seventh, worship. And him alone I'm going to worship. Him alone is going to be my life. Get out from here. See how the purpose of God, when it is now lit, it clears all things that are not right in your life. Praise God. There is no place for them. There's no place for them. When the purpose of God is lit, the fire is lit in you. My brother, all these petty things you don't see. It just, you throw them somewhere. I mean, it's off in your life. Praise the Lord. Why? Don't let anything to bug you down. No, sir. There is a purpose of God in you. Seek that purpose and let God put fire on it. Every other thing will be what? Cleared away. Do you think this woman went and still slept with what? That sixth husband? No, sir. Get out from here. Amen. I've met my seventh husband. Praise the Lord. Amen. Faith is the substance. Now let's listen to what the prophet is want to advise us. Sorry. Faith is the substance. Auckland, 1947. He said, now, friends, don't get me wrong. May I say this with reverence as because today I want us to close. It's just a short exhortation, so if it comes to an end, we just pray and commit that the Lord, the purpose of God will be in our lives. Amen. And now, friends, don't get me wrong. May I say this with reverence in my heart, knowing that I am an eternity-bound person that will stand before judgment someday. Thousands of people are missing their gifts. Thousands of people are missing their gifts. Just as I said just now. But brother, you said the purpose of God will never, nothing can defeat it. Yes, you go to what? You go to quicken it. You got to allow it to work in you. You have to bring it out. And then God also what? Does the rest. It's no more you anymore. The works that will follow is no more you. Praise the Lord. So the prophet is saying thousands of people are missing their gifts. He's going to tell us the reason. See? They can't understand it. And they will look and say, oh, he's just a man. That's true. He's just a man. The way how people look at the prophet and then make a conclusion, oh, he's just a man. My brother, my sister. It is just like what? Looking at the message and walk over it. To walk over the message, that's what he's talking here. It's a type of what he's saying here. He said, oh, he's just a man. The reason why thousands are missing their gifts. Praise the Lord. They walk over what? The very man that was standing before them. Jesus Christ, the same thing. Standing before the people. They missed him. And the prophet is saying the same thing here. Look, the reason why thousands of people are missing their gift. They look at him and they said, he's just a man. But listen to what the prophet said. He said, was God or Moses that delivered the people from Egypt? Answer. Was God or Moses that delivered the people? It was God in Moses. See? Amen. It was God in Moses. They cried for the deliverer, and when God sent the deliverer to them, they failed to see it because it was by a man. But it wasn't a man. It was God in a man. Praise the Lord. This message is God in his word. God in his word. My brother, my sister, every item of this message, let us be careful. We don't walk over even the slightest thing in this message. It is God in his word. Amen. The prophet, people looked at him, oh, he's just a man. Then he's asking, was Moses or God that delivered the people from Egypt? And he answered it himself. Said, God in Moses. God in a man. Praise the Lord. And now, it is God in His Word. God in His Word. And so every word, my brother, my sister, let us be very careful. Let us never, ever walk over anything that is in this message. Let's tabor it. And then, reading the last, he said, handwriting the wall, 1956. He said, but here we are. We come into this place. What is it? It's because we are at the end route. Purpose in your heart tonight. Listen to the prophet. Praise the Lord. He said, purpose in your heart tonight. Never no more. Never no more. He repeated it. As long as the world stands, or as long as you live, that you will never defile yourself anymore with a portion of the American way of life, the portion of Dublin way of life. Amen. American way of life, so-called. Now, the old American way of life was fine. Being neighborly and honest and so forth, that's good. But this modern way of your nakedness and drinking and carousing and separation and marrying and intermarrying and all this nonsense, purpose in your heart to abstain from all that as long as you live. Amen. Let's purpose something in our hearts tonight. What you like to do. What you desire to do to glorify the Lord. My sister, my brother, you see it. Purpose in your heart. What do you want to do? Whatever you desire, as long as it will glorify the Lord. All the children here, amen. Today we have just some few children. Look, when you come here and you hear the word of God, don't just take it that, oh, my parents are here, they are for my parents. It's for you also. Savior, James, Oliver, all behind her. Praise the Lord. You're going to purpose something in your heart tonight. Tell the Lord that, Lord, this is what I want to do to glorify your name. So, put the light on it. Let it be what? Burning in me. Amen. And the whole of your life, nothing can defeat it. Praise the Lord. You do that tonight. Everyone here, just do, say something. Purpose something. Say, let your motive always be right. Lord, I want to do this to the glory of your name. Praise the Lord. As long as it is according to God's word, as long as it's to glorify Him, as long as it's to serve Him, your motive and purpose is right. God, just like what the Samaritan woman, as she purposed it, she received what she was looking for. And it was a great fire in her. Amen. She was able to clear everything out of her life. It changed her completely. And she became what? Nobody knows, but definitely she became a real testimony to the glory of the Lord in that city. Her life was, everybody knew how she was. And now they saw a complete change in her.
Praise the Lord. Let's pray for something in our house tonight. My brother, do you have a song for us to sing? You come over. God bless you. We are continuing with holding the fort. Amen. Amen. God should bless you. Shall we stand as we sing one song and
show
commit
me the
ourselves
way.
Into prayer?
And the Lord. Show me the way. Show me the way,
please, Lord.
Show me the way that I am
found here,
Lord, and I need your power, oh Lord.
Jesus, that's what our heart is seeking, Lord. Grace from you, Lord Jesus. That we know the Lord. You didn't call us for just calling sake, but you said the call was a holy calling. And the Lord Jesus, it is not according to our own works, but your own purpose, which, Lord, you have ordained even in Christ Jesus before the world began. Lord Jesus, tonight, we want to seek and find our place, the purpose for which, Lord, you called us. Father, I want to purpose something in my heart to your glory. And even as the prophet said, I am determined to do your will by your will. So, Lord Jesus, even desiring to place a motive or a purpose or a desire upon our hearts, it still has to be your will, O God. So, Lord Jesus, tonight we stand before you, we surrender with all our hearts. Everything within us, Lord, we lay before you, God, that even if there is anything in our life, the Lord Jesus, it's not helping us, oh God, to make the right choice. Father, tonight, just take those hindrances and obstacles away. The Lord will appear right before you. And our desire, what we want to do, Lord Jesus, to glorify your name, it will be according to your will for us, Lord. So, Lord Jesus,
Let your Holy Spirit now come. Come unto each and every one, Lord, that will give us the utterance to make, O Lord, the right purpose, Lord Jesus, the motive, Lord, the right motive, the right thing, the Lord Jesus, you want us to appear before you. Let us pray. Pray as the Holy Spirit leads you. He's here. He's here. Let everyone purpose something, and the Lord will lit it, and it will become a fire in you, and nothing can defeat it. Whatever you purpose tonight, it is not you, but the Holy Spirit giving you that utterance, and it can never be defeated. Lord Jesus, I know the Lord, our life, the fruits that we bear, it glorifies you. Father, help me. I want to bear the right fruits, Lord. The fruits that, Lord Jesus, will glorify your name. Lord, I surrender all to you. I give my life to you. Give my heart to you. Give my body, my spirit, and soul to you, Lord. I seek the Lord Jesus. From tonight, Lord, I've purpose, Lord Jesus, that I will bear fruits that will glorify your name. So help me, Lord Jesus, help me. Help me, Lord. Help me, Lord Jesus. I want to bear those fruits, Lord. Fruits that will glorify your name. Fruits that, Lord Jesus, will see Christ, you Christ in my life. Fruits that, Lord Jesus, will someone see you, God. And it will be so inviting, O God, that even you can touch someone out there and come and partake of that fruit, Lord. Father, my life, Lord Jesus, I want it to be to serve you, God. Let those fruits that, Lord, come be a testimony. Save someone. Let someone change his or her mind. Let somebody see Christ, Lord. Once again, walking, Lord, onto the 2 feet, Lord Jesus. The Lord, I will be an epistle being read of all men, O God. Father, I remember my brother here, my sister here. Commit them, Lord, into your hands. As they all lay, Lord Jesus, their requests and desires, Lord, before you. That, Lord, I pray that it will be according to your will, which you have willed for us even before the foundation of the world. We want to find our place, Lord, in you. We want to positionally be placed, Lord, that, Father, the purpose for which you called us individually, Lord, it will be made manifest, the Lord Jesus. All will see, and that, O God, will bring all that one accord, harmony in your house, Lord. Where house, where, Lord Jesus, it will always be, O fire to the glory of your name. We commit, Lord Jesus, your church, Lord, into your hands. Come into your house, into your hands. That let our purposes, Lord Jesus, as you have known us, serve, O God, the purpose of your house, your church, for this our day that we live in. Lord Jesus, bless each and everyone. We commit our brethren who are not here also into your hands, the Lord Jesus. What we have received here, Lord, you know how to bring it upon them. Lord Jesus, they will also make that same decision, O God, that we will be one. We will be in harmony, one accord, even as it was in the beginning. Let it be so, according to your riches and glory. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Let's sing one song and we ask
Pastor to close us. Surely around here his throne comes down.
Desire before the Lord, why not raise your hand and just keep your request inside your heart. Father, we thank you, Lord, even to sing such songs that surely around you, Lord, Father, your throne comes down. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for your grace that visits us, Lord. Father, we thank you that you renew our strength. We thank you, Lord, for watching over us. Lord, we thank you for feeding our souls. Father, we thank you for the message of the hour. We thank you, Lord, for opportunity to gather together as your people in the midst of the week. Father, we thank you for fellowship divine. How wonderful that it is. We thank you for this place that you've given us, Lord. Father, Lord, another opportunity to come into this place. We thank you for all the things that you've done for us. Lord, we just want to appreciate these things, Lord. Father, every brother, every sister that's here, we thank you for them, Lord. Thank you for our brother playing the guitar. May you bless him. Amen. Thank you for our brother, Lord, leading us in worship. Bless him. Thank you, Father, for your servant, Lord, that so faithfully ministered your word. Bless him as well, Lord. Father, Lord, every person that's played a part, we dedicate them to thee. And Father, we're thinking of them that aren't here, Lord. Them that are at home, we dedicate them to thee. Father, Brother George, we pray and just commit him once again into your hands, Lord. Father, and all of you people, Lord, we do remember. The Brother Virgus and his family, Lord, bless them where they are. And Father, Sister Lydia, the children, we pray for them as well. Father, thank you, Lord, for your goodness, Lord. Father, every desire that you have, we raise our hands to you, Lord. Just minister grace, Lord. Look down in our heart. You see the purpose that you have purposed upon this night. Your will be done. May you bring us back into your house again on Friday. Prepare us for the weekend, Lord. Father, bless the saints in Carlo. Bless your people wherever they are upon this night, Lord. And Father, we do look to you as you brought us safely here. Father, bring us safely home, we pray. Give us good rest. Renew us this night. Bless the new day. For Lord, we thank you for this time. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 Saints, God bless you. Let's greet one another. As we're dismissed, thanks so much, Brother Max. May the Lord bless you, brother. Thank you, Brother Ellie. Thanks, Brother Savior. God bless you, brother.